24/7, David's Daily Devotional.
We come to the part in the program when I bring you a daily devotional, and I'll tell you how unprepared I am. I haven't even opened the Bible yet. How about that? I just knew I was going to do it, but I'd forgotten to open the Bible. We're looking at Acts, the third chapter, and we're looking from verse 19 through to verse 21. This is what it says. By the way, we're doing a series on revival now, if you were wondering, and you haven't been listening, and it's the first time you listen to the program. Welcome. We bring you a warm, warm welcome to Worship Radio 247 online. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed messenger. For he must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through his holy prophets. I tell you, I don't make this up, beloved. I do not make this up. If you listen to the Hour One Nugget, and now you listen to the Daily Devotional, they always seem to go together. And I do not engineer it, I promise you. I promise you faithfully from the bottom of my heart, I do not engineer this. Look at this. Now repent of your sins. Repent of your sins and turn away, beloved. And turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. In the first hour, I was talking about your sins being as far as the east as from the west. It's just reiterated here. Luke is telling us in the Acts of the Apostles, for Luke is the writer of Acts, he's saying to us, this is what needs to happen. Your sins may be wiped away. If you've got if you've been cooking in your kitchen and you look at your kitchen worktop, I was doing it only this morning. I'd done the washing up this morning and there was a mess on the worktop, and I got some stuff and I put it on and I got a cloth and wiped it off. And there is now no trace of that which was there before. There was some stuff on the worktop, some cooking debris, whatever. That is now gone. It is not there. Why? Because it's been wiped away. And it cannot be seen any longer. It is not visible. And therefore, it's as though it was never there at all. Because if I come back to the kitchen in 3 weeks' time and look at that very spot, what was there today will not be there in 3 weeks' time, in a month's time, even tomorrow. It's gone. It's wiped away. Beloved, that is what happens to our sin when we go to Almighty God and say to him, I am so sorry for what I have done. And the Lord reads your heart and knows that you're repentant. He knows that you don't want to do this any longer. And he knows that you are very sorry. So he will forgive your sins. But there is one caveat to this, and I wasn't going to bring this up, but I'm going to now. There's one caveat to this. Forgiveness, although Christ died for you on the cross, Jesus said to us, we have to forgive, or our Father in heaven will not forgive us. That's the caveat. If there is unforgiveness in your heart at all, if there is any unforgiveness in your heart right at this moment, then I am sorry to tell you that the Lord will not forgive you of your sins. Your sins will not be wiped away until such time as you've made the decision that you are going to forgive that person that you are holding in unforgiveness. This is the truth, beloved. This is the truth. Okay? Let's turn real quick to Matthew, and we'll go to the sixth chapter, and we'll go to the third verse. You'll see right there that it says in my Bible, teaching about prayer. And then from verse 9, we see the Lord teaching us how to pray, to pray. And we do this every morning or every first thing on the live show. We say the Lord's Prayer. And in verse 14, look what it says. It says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. And then Jesus says, and these are his words, beloved, not mine, but if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. That is clear. That is very, very clear. So there is a caveat to your sins being wiped away. You need to forgive others. You need to make sure that there is no unforgiveness in your heart at all. Because if you don't, then I'm sorry to say the Lord will not forgive you. That is teaching that you need to know. I'm not going to dress it up. I'm not going to make it all nice and pink and pretty, because this is the truth of what Scripture says. We have to abide by what Scripture says. It's all we have, beloved. It's the only thing we have. It's our handbook of life. And if we don't follow this, then we might not as well be Christians. It's no good cherry-picking your way around the Bible and saying, that refers to me, but that doesn't. The whole Bible is our handbook of life, and we need to abide by it. We need to believe what it says. And Jesus is telling you, if you do not forgive others, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you. And that's Matthew, the 6th chapter, and verse 14. But in verse 20, we carry on in Acts. It says, then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and that is what we desire. That is what we so crave, beloved, when we're worshiping him in spirit and in truth. We so crave that wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit. And there are times when you can even smell the presence of the Holy Spirit. Such a glorious scent. These are our times of refreshing, our times of revival, if you will. And I believe those times of refreshing starts with us in our hearts. And we are going to take that out to the community, to the church. We are going to take that out, beloved, you and I. And he will again send you Jesus, your appointed messenger. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. I just want you to pray that continually, especially during the next song, because it's so important. Come, Lord Jesus, come. You know, it's strange when you look at what's going on in the world and you look especially into North Korea at the moment with their buildup of nuclear weapons, with their threats of aiming those nuclear weapons at the United States of America. It won't take much for the United States to put down their words of diplomacy and begin to realize that perhaps they need to do something. And if that happens, beloved, I don't know what's going to happen. I do not know the net result of that. I do know this. The Lord Jesus Christ is not that far away. I believe we are in the end times. And I believe that we need to be prepared. The Bible tells us that Jesus will come back like a thief in the night, when we least expect it. And when he comes back, beloved, what will you be doing? Will you be sinning? Will you be worshiping God in spirit and in truth? What will you be doing? This is the question. And that is why Jesus will come back like a thief in the night. For he must remain in heaven until the time of the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through his holy prophets. Jesus will remain in heaven until the end has come. My question to you is, one, will you forgive? And question two is real simple as well. What will you be doing? when, like a thief in the night, our Lord Jesus comes back. What do you want to be doing? I know what I want to be doing, beloved. I want to be worshiping Him and telling Him constantly how much I love and adore Him, and spending time with my Lord and my Savior. I know this. I don't want to hold unforgiveness in my heart. I want to let it go. And sometimes it's really difficult, you know. We need to forgive and we can't. There is a way that we can forgive, and the Lord accepts that. And that is through our will. All we need to say is, with my will, I will forgive whoever it is. And those chains are dropped and we become free. You listen to this.
Worship. to be.